Before he was sent to prison for murder, Tim Wright was a Marine who served in Iraq. He came home a broken man.
I was diagnosed with PTSD, and I was diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. I have memory loss, severe migraines, speech sometimes is slurred, and suicidal thoughts, you know, a lot of the symptoms that go with it.
He's also had surgery on his shoulder for a war injury and requires three more operations that could be performed at UVA or VCU, but not at a veterans hospital. Wright doesn't know why.
That's less medical care on DOC. VA is paying for that.
And as the benefits coordinator for other vets at the Buckingham Correctional Center, he says many men are not able to get disability payments for their families because the Department of Corrections won't take them to the VA for a physical exam.
This is a way for somebody who's incarcerated to still support their children, their spouse, which reduces the dependency on welfare or government care.
The Department of Corrections says it allows VA doctors into state prisons to do those exams, but Wright doesn't know of any cases where that's happened. He suspects prisons lack the high-tech equipment the VA might require.
I have been at two different facilities, and I talked to guys that are in our veterans pod that have left multiple other facilities in the last 6 months to a year, and they've never seen the VA ever come into DOC.
Now the benefits coordinator for veterans at Buckingham Correctional Center, Wright reads from a letter one inmate received denying him benefits because the state wouldn't bring him in for a physical.
Please note that this exam required an in-person examination. We do not have the audiological or physical exam capabilities to do the exam, and you were not able to come to the VA hospital due to your incarceration.
Michigan's Department of Corrections reports substantial savings after creating a special veterans unit located near a VA hospital and making extensive use of that facility. I'm Sandy Houseman.